Welcome to the latest episode of Connect Ed Tech,
a podcast where the E and D may or may not stand for Elizabeth
and Daryl. And we're back with our wonderful, wonderful guest for a very fun podcast. Elizabeth, who do we have today?
We have with us all the way from Houston, Texas, about 25 miles down the road, 30 miles down the road. I'm not sure how many miles down the road, but we've got two guests from Houston, Texas, our hometowns, Michelle Wooten and Rachel Clark. Why don't you guys just tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do, Michelle? Michelle?
Well, hi, my name is Michelle Wooten. I have been in education for 38. This is my 38th year.
Wow. Yeah. And you're still in it. Yeah.
And I'm still in it, and I still love it. This year's particularly difficult, and it's not necessarily that I love the situation, but I still love teaching. I teach in the SciFair district. Normally, I teach in the Alternative Learning Center there, and I teach math and foreign language learners. I also teach at the Carpenter Center, Spanish 1 and 2. So I do a lot. Temporarily assigned to Arnold Middle School, and I am a visiting teacher. I serve in many roles there. I help in classrooms with the virtual learning, you know, the mixed classrooms where you have kids in front of you and you have kids on the computer. And who do I get to help now? I get to be that teacher that helps the teachers who are doing miracles with our kids.
Wow. Whole time you're talking, correct. Michelle, I'm like in my head, I'm switching hats the whole time.
Yeah.
The right question been, what don't you do?
I don't clean up blood spills.
Okay. Oh. Bloodborne pathogens. There you go. That's a real thing.
That's about it. I do whatever I'm needed right now.
Well, thank you.
So impressive. 38 years. Wow. And a lot of teachers that have been in education for, you know, not even as long as you have, took that exit ticket right on out after this COVID thing happened. So, wow, the fact that you're still very passionate about it says so much about who you are. And we're excited about you being here and learning more about you in just a little bit. Can you tell us really quickly how you met us? How do you know us?
I met you guys on Twitter with a little tweet that you did about follow us for a sticker. So I followed you for a sticker and followed your tweets, and then you came to SciFair for our digital learning conference 1 year, and actually you did a thing on podcast, and wasn't really podcast, it was follow your passion as a teacher. And my passion at the time was to get to start creating, not to just consume content, but to create. And that idea came from another wonderful educator in SciFair, Meredith Akers, about creating content and having kids creating. And so I started my podcast after that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exciting. I love that journey. And I'm so glad we're still connected. And
you have a really good
podcast too. Put a plug in for your podcast.
Yeah, go for it.
So my podcast is on Spotify and out of Anchor, and it's called Quantum Experiences. And they're really short. Earlier, we kind of talked about 5-minute attention spans. So that's all it is it's 5 minutes. It's 5 minutes that you can listen to in your car in the morning as you drive to work to try and get a positive outlook for the day on something that may be difficult to like see a way out of. And here's a different spin on it.
I love that title.
Thank you.
Quantum.
Me too. Sounds like a TV show.
Right? Quantum Leap.
Exactly.
Quantum Leap.
We need to do some work trimming our videos down. Ours are taking longer every time, man. 5 minutes, Daryl. We'll barely get into the introductions. Yeah. We'll be tuned out.
Like a 20-part podcast, 5-minute chunks.
5-minute chunks of everyone. Oh, geez. Okay. Thank you, Michelle. Okay, Rachel, what about you? How do you, tell us about who you are, what you do, where you're at, and then about how you know us.
Sure. Well, I am currently in my 21st year in education, my ninth year in the classroom. I like to say that I don't want to date myself, but I'll say I am over 40 and I'm still figuring out what I want to be when I grow up and constantly changing it up. And I absolutely love it. So I started my career as an alternatively certified bilingual teacher in Pasadena. And I then went through a master's program. I have been in curriculum. I've been a campus coach. I've been a district coach. I've been in campus administration. And then for a variety of different reasons, both personal and professional, I've always kept a foot in the classroom or really tried to throughout those different jobs. And so I followed my heart and I went back into the classroom in 2018 as a fourth grade bilingual teacher. Obviously, the last time I was in the classroom, there were still overhead projectors and vis-a-vis, and you would go in with like the various markers on your forearms as you drove off every day. Well, you know, so there were, I went in and I had a lot of content knowledge and things, but it's really been exciting because education has changed a lot. And I love it because I'm learning so much from my students and also my fellow teachers. And I just, you know, it's been an exciting journey. I love it. Also, it's caused me to be reflective because, to be quite honest, when I was a kid, I was out of the classroom for 12 years. When I went back in, I literally had to atone for some of my instructional suggestions and so forth, because what worked out in my mind when I would actually put them into practice needed some tweaking, or quite honestly, I don't care how long you've been doing this, you have some dumpster fire days or days where you're like, oh my God, that was awful. And so it's been a really exciting journey. I absolutely love it. I have always been, throughout all these different roles, very passionate about bilingual and ELL education and equity. I am the first person in my family to ever go to college and also the only person that speaks another language fluently. And that's because I found this passion early on. People encouraged me in this passion. I had scholarship opportunities to live abroad, which also gave me the personal insight because it was really hard. And I was an adult that made a conscious choice to have this experience. So it gives me a different level of empathy for children that find themselves in a different country, in a different culture, oftentimes with even less privilege or economic opportunities prior. And so, I went on way too long, but that's a little bit about me.
That's great. Gosh, I love that you both mentioned. And they both mentioned passion too, Daryl.
Right, right. And the pursuit for always being open to learning new things and being open to what your students have to show and to teach. And wow, Rachel, you were a campus administrator, you said?
I was a campus administrator,
wow.
Yes.
I think you want to go back in the classroom.
And actually, I used to share an office with Elizabeth, which is how...
Oh, no kidding.
I was waiting for that.
Okay.
Office mates long ago.
All right.
I will say also that was an amazing experience because there was two of us and another friend of ours, Mary, and just the synergy and the bouncing off of ideas that happened within those four walls, you know, was really a great experience.
Oh, I shared an office with Elizabeth too. It wasn't the same experience for me. I'm messing. Elizabeth, you know, I love you.
Oh, I love you back. And Michelle, that means you've got to share an office with me at some point too, okay? That's what I'm reading.
That would be great.
It's the 6 degrees of sharing an office with
me. There you go. You got to share an office
with me. Do it this summer.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's make it happen. I love that you talked about going back to the classroom and getting to the – and because Daryl and I are both out of the classroom right now. Mm-hmm. Daryl's on a campus, but he's not in the classroom. And we've talked about that before too, because we do PD for teachers, and sometimes you do lose touch a little bit with what is actually happening on the ground. And Daryl, do you want to speak to that anymore? Because you're a media specialist. I mean, you're on a campus.
You know, because we always preach what works. This is what works based on what we see on Twitter or in research. But really, do we know how it works unless we try it ourselves? And I think Elizabeth and I, you know, and every opportunity we have to to do like a professional development or teach kind of rejuvenates us. And it's like we're back in the classroom, but we have adult learners, and that kind of refreshes our, you know, our love for education. But, you know, there are times it's like, man, if I could just go back in the classroom with the knowledge that I have now, man, that classroom is going to, you know, be amazing. But then you talk about there's always that dumpster fires that you imagine in your head that's going to have, like, yeah, maybe not go back yet. But you know, who knows? Maybe one day we'll go back, Elizabeth. I feel like, yeah, feel like we may.
Maybe we'll share a space together again.
There you
right?
go.
Yeah, I have to say this with Michelle and Rachel, you both have been super inspirational to both of us, not just from what you've said here, but just in our prior relationship with you before today. You're just contagious. Michelle's personality is so contagious and so positive. It radiates from you. And I love that about you. And Rachel, your passion, that's one of the things I remember sharing that office space with you, was how passionate you were about helping teachers and students no matter what the cost. And I hear that from Michelle. I hear that coming out in you also. And Rachel, you were blogging back then. That was like 7 years ago. Blogging,
oh,
the
yeah,
school,
that was huge.
Pioneer in yeah. doing things that other people were afraid to even try or attempt. So we're excited that you are here. And today we're talking about Chrome extensions. Mm-hmm. Because both of you, Michelle and Rachel, attended our Chrome extensions, our top 10 Chrome extension sessions that we did at TCCA in October. And that was a really fun experience. Daryl's baby made a debut at that Chrome extension session.
She sure did.
It was a lot of fun. And we're glad you're here. So Daryl, we've got a challenge for him, huh?
We do. Do you choose to accept this challenge, Michelle and Rachel?
Please say yes.
Yes.
You have no other choice.
Because that's the rest of the show. Okay.
Big prizes are at stake here. What are they going to win, Elizabeth, if they win this challenge?
Well, they most definitely will be getting some stickers from Flipping Good Tech. That I know for sure. The t-shirt thing they asked about earlier, I think prior to us recording, was we need to work on that, Daryl. We need to get some t-shirts for our
I'll mail my t-shirt.
Account.
My Flipping Good
Tech. Yeah. Yeah. Just leave it on right now. Don't mail it right now.
Not yet. I won't do it yet, but just so we keep our viewers. All right. So let's get to the challenge. All right. So we're going to describe a few Chrome extensions for you. And it is your challenge to guess what that Chrome extension is. But we've got some fun sound effects, because if you get it correct, you get a round of applause. But if you get it wrong, you get the failing forward buzzer. I call it the failing forward buzzer. Okay. So how we'll do this is we'll Elizabeth and I are going to take turns describing a Chrome extension, and you are going to yell really loud. What's the buzzword?
Their name.
I was going to say like fa-la-la-la-lama. Okay. Your name. And then you will have an opportunity to guess the Chrome extension, and Elizabeth will be taking score in some way, some very high-tech way. Post-it note.
Wow.
And and you know,
they're still useful.
just for bragging rights, okay? For bragging rights. And stickers.
Stickers.
And my t-shirt. If both of you win, I'll cut it in half. Right arm. So, how about it? You all ready?
Yes.
Okay, here
Let's
we go.
Let's do it.
So, Elizabeth, are these Chrome extensions that we went over during our podcast?
Correct. Well, I would say the majority of them are. There may be one wild card in there. I don't know if we actually went over this one at TCCA. Hopefully, they'll know what it is. If not, maybe just from the description, they'll get it. You. It's pretty popular. Lots of people use it. And we do need a timer, though, Gerald. We need a minute. Not a minute. How long are we going to give them before we like are?
We're going to give you
moving on. 10 seconds.
When I end the description, you'll have 10 seconds.
Got it.
Okay.
But they can buzz in before you're done, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You can buzz in with your name before that.
Okay. Now, just full disclosure, I'm bad with names, specifically whether it's like people or Chrome extensions. But I'll give it my best.
Okay, it's okay. If you can do an interpretive dance for us, we'll take that as well.
And spell it correctly.
Okay.
Just kidding. You don't have to spell it. All right. We ready?
Yes.
Okay. So Daryl, you're first.
I don't have a script here, but here we go. This is, you should know by this description, my favorite Chrome extension right now. It. It is very, very colorful.
And oh, Rachel. Michelle.
Oh, I heard Rachel. I heard Rachel.
Confetti cannon.
Confetti cannon. Is she correct? Let's see. Yes, confetti cannon is correct.
1 point, Rachel. Good job. Like all right.
What's that show? Whose Line Is It Anyways? Points down.
The points don't matter at all.
Yeah, they do matter. They
especially
do matter.
When they're on a post-it note.
All right. Very technical.
Just so you know, I'm keeping it honest here. All right. Here's the next one. Are you ready?
Yes.
One. Okay. So these are really hot right now, and they have been for a while, but when the Chrome extension came out, they made using them so much easier. They're like little cartoon
Michelle.
Characters.
Rachel.
Michelle, I heard.
Bitmojis.
You got it, Michelle. Woo! Sorry. Give her an applause. I gave it away too soon. Sorry. There's the applause. I gave her my applause before your applause, Daryl. I'm sorry.
Okay. I was about to buzz in too. I almost screamed my name, but I forgot. Because I really want to keep my t-shirt.
I thought you were going to say you forgot your name.
What? I forgot that too. Okay. You here we go. Ready? Here we go. Here we go. I don't know if we talked about this during TCCA, but this is one of the most, this extension is very, very handy dandy for me, especially when I'm trying to send out like Google Forms and the link is way long, way too long. I want to be able to customize that link.
Michelle, and I can
go for it, Michelle.
There's a Bitly extension.
Very proud of my description too.
It was Alrighty. A good description.
Thank you.
It was very good. Rachel, did you know Bitly?
I did, yes. Okay, awesome. Because exactly, like, nobody wants to see, like, three lines of stuff.
Right. What are you talking about, Rachel?
Half a page to click.
Exactly.
We've all got time for that. All right, my turn.
Okay.
If you know me at all, you know this is my favorite all-time Chrome extension ever. It is the best Chrome extension for customizing palette.
Rachel, it's like color or something. Yeah. I told you, I know
okay.
I have it.
You got
or you go and it'll have like the exact code. Okay, I bombed that. But
Michelle for the steal. Michelle for the steal.
Is it color pick that eyedropper one?
That is correct.
Is it?
Oh, it does it.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah, Michelle's leaving me in the dust.
So Rachel gets half a point. I'd give Rachel a half a point.
Okay.
And we're gonna round up, right? We're rounding up.
Okay, I told you I'm bad at names, but I know what they are.
It's okay. There you go.
I want to play with that one day.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my goodness, I love that one. All right, it's okay. We still have two left. There's redemption. If you got a half a point there, you could still win, Rachel.
Okay. Here we go. Here's the next one. All right. So I'm trying to describe this one without giving it away. That's
I know.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, virtual learning, you're sharing your screen, but your pointer is kind of boring and you want to jazz it.
Michelle.
Okay. Michelle.
I like this one as well. It's custom cursor.
Custom cursor. Is she correct?
Yes.
All right. Michelle, since you didn't answer in the form of a question, we're going to have to take away points. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. Rest in peace, Alex Trebek. Okay. All right.
Well, that puts Michelle ahead, and Rachel, that's Michelle 4, Rachel 1.5. But
yeah, exactly.
But you guys want to hear the last one? You want to hear the last one?
You're wagering.
Sure, why not?
Y'all want to do winner takes all on this one?
No, it's all good. The points don't matter. What did you say?
That's
it's like,
right.
But they do.
But they do matter. All right. Just for fun, here's the last one, okay? This Chrome extension is very useful in the virtual environment because it helps teachers to teach students when they can't be with them by...
Oh, Rachel, record the slide.
I just had to throw that sound effect in there.
I can
but hey, that works too, actually. That could work potentially. That's a correct answer.
by creating, how about I finish and then you can buzz in again, all right?
Okay.
By creating short videos that help
Rachel, Screencastify.
Yeah.
Redemption.
Exactly. They both do the same thing.
Right. It was a redemption. A redemption.
There you
question.
Go. Thank you.
Hey, you know, Quizzes has a redemption question. Another plug for another tool. Quizzes has a redemption question option now. So that's a really great
nice.
Thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Redemption.
It's very good for helping them to learn and go back and review and get the answer right. Because we really want them to learn, right? We don't want them just to
Is that why we're teaching?
Memorize information and pass a test.
Or right. Mm-hmm. Sit like furniture.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. You guys did awesome with that. That was fun.
That was fun.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We talked about a lot of them in that little game. Some of the ones that Daryl said his favorite one was, what'd you say, Daryl, your favorite
confetti
one was?
Confetti cannon.
Confetti.
Yes.
So easy. So fun.
Great one for just celebrating.
And you don't have to pick up the confetti afterwards. That's what's great about
That's
it.
That's the best part.
That's the best part. Okay.
Yeah. Well, true story. We were doing the poem Words Free as Confetti with my kids, and it was so fun because when I got to introduce it, I put the confetti cannon in, and then that helped the kids. I was like, what does it look like, sound like? When do you use it? It kind of helped because I started the lesson with the title and then a confetti cannon. So it was a nice visual. It does have instructional value, too.
Absolutely. Way to make that work.
I know, right? I don't know if I would have made that.
What's the instructional value of confetti? Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There's the example right there. That's all you need to know.
Because it's just fun, right?
Yeah.
And I told you mine was Color Pick Eyedropper. So let's talk about y'all's two favorite Chrome extensions. Okay, that's what we want to know. The two that you're just like, are the one for Michelle, one for Rachel. We want you to... We're going to give you another challenge, right, Daryl? Let's make it in the
form. Yeah, you know, that's what we do with our podcast participants.
Let's just put them on the spot. Right now, just do it, okay? We're going to put you on the spot. We're going to give you a challenge. And this time, you're going to need to think of the one Chrome extension.
Just one.
Like, this is the one. This is my go-to. I use it all the time. But here's the caveat. Yeah. You use it all the time. Hooray. But you've got to sell it. So you're going to pitch it. Like you would on Shark Tank, as Daryl, I think.
Or those as seen on TV infomercials.
Make it an infomercial. Yes, right. Make it a PSA. What was the other one that we mentioned earlier? Someone said pre-recording.
Elevator speech.
Elevator speech for it. Okay. And we're going to give you guys a little bit of time. We're going to give you guys a second to compose your thoughts. And then we're going to let you guys give us your best elevator speech about your favorite Chrome extension.
Rachel, are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Go for it.
Okay, well, my go-to Chrome extension is Jiffy, like the peanut butter that was huge in the 80s with all the astronaut commercials. So the Jiffy Chrome extension. And it, some people call it Giphy, but I actually, it started years ago. There's a website called Giphy.com and I used to go to that. And what a Giphy is it's an animated picture that loops. And it has a number of different functions. What I like about the Giphy Chrome extension is that I don't have to go to that website anymore. I can just go ahead and activate that extension, and then it pops up exactly, and you can type all sorts of searches. And so let's search, let's see here. Let's search running.
Pretty much fun, isn't it?
Yeah, running. Just for fun. Okay, and then you can go ahead. There's lots of fun options there.
Oh, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Wonder we could do Woman. Wonder Woman if you want. And you just drag and drop it in. And then you wait for a second for the spinning wheel of death, as I call it. And then there it pops up and you can move it. You can change the slides. And really, there's two purposes for this. Number one, if you are trying to explain content in a language that is not a student's native language, it allows them more to see. If you're trying to illustrate figurative language or verbs, for example, it really allows kids. It also allows them, as they're developing their language, to, because you can find pictures for nuanced verbs, like running versus darting. or jetting. You know, those are going to be different. So you can actually better illustrate those with Jiffy. The other thing, oh, wow, Daryl, you're doing all sorts of stuff. Yes, you can also manipulate it with the pictures. And so you're going to make me go down a rabbit hole after this podcast. But yes, exactly. The other thing is it's also good for adult learners or student learners. Like sometimes I purposely find a Simpsons one or a SpongeBob one because it gets those kids, because we know that engagement online is hard, whether you are 10 or 30. So it allows them, exactly, you laugh, you giggle, you have some fun. It releases endorphins. It re-engages you if you are about to really start zoning out. And also sometimes it will better help content be moved from short-term memory to long-term memory because you have this funny image or something that gives you endorphins. It gives you a positive reference or connection. And so that's why the Jiffy extension is my go-to.
Love it. Yeah, I remember it used to like going to Jiffy, typing in the GIF, copying the link, and then inserting into your slide. But this just saves you so much time.
Exactly. And you can, and we all need more time. Teachers have always never had the gift of time, but I think this year more than ever, it's like you're running in your hamster wheel as fast as you can. So anything you can do to give yourself a few minutes.
And that's really what Chrome extensions are all about too. They're about buying back more time because they're these quick little shortcuts that you can go grab what you need without having to go and search and look at all these different websites to do it. So Michelle, you're going to tell us about your favorite Chrome extension now, and I'm going to share my screen and put it on a slide that I think you possibly could be talking about, although I'm not 100% sure. But go ahead and tell us which one it is and why you love it so much.
So my favorite Chrome extension at the moment is Screencastify. And there it is. Look at that. So a little bit of background on why Screencastify. I teach two levels of Spanish at the same time, and at times I'll have someone at home learning as well. So that means I've got three groups of Spanish. And with Screencastify, I can do a recording before class and load it up into the learning management system we use at the moment, which is Schoology. And then kids have access to me as their teacher, teaching them whatever concept it is or whatever vocabulary it is for the day while I'm teaching the other group of kids at the same time. And they don't feel like they are losing out on my personal interaction with them or my personal instruction. The other good thing about Screencastify is I can then load it up into Edpuzzle so that I can do those thinking questions or those vocabulary questions that I would later ask if we were really face-to-face in the moment, and get kids' feedback, assist their learning, assist their engagement even by using Edpuzzle with it. And then to even add AppSmash a little more, I will use Quizlet as the background for the Screencastify. So I'm screencastifying the vocabulary words that I would use with kids or the questioning that I would use in Spanish with my students and have them answer them in the Edpuzzle. So now it's the Quizlet, the Screencastify, the Edpuzzle, and the best thing happened last week is that one kid said, "Wow, Miss, this is really hard." And when he finished, he got the 100%. So isn't that what we want? We want kids to do that educational struggle, that productive struggle for learning, and then celebrate within themselves when they do well. So the extension is Screencastify, and then I app smash it with so many other things.
Ooh. Yeah,
I love that.
And now I just got a new idea is to use Google Slides and put Jiffies in it to teach vocabulary words because I teach Spanish. So like you said, sometimes those verbs are hard to teach, but with a Jiffy, it might be a little easier. So now I'm super excited.
Absolutely.
And what's so great about Screencastify too is that it saves, like right now, I just was demonstrating Screencastify as you were talking through it, kind of going to those different websites that you were mentioning. And now this recording's showing up here and I could go in and snip it with the little scissors tool if I wanted to. But it also automatically saves it into Google Drive, which is beautiful, beautiful. And I could also grab a link of this video, the screencast that I just made, if I wanted to, by just clicking on copy shareable link and share that link out to the students through whatever learning management system I'm using, embed it, publish it to YouTube, send it in an email, all those things. And I can change the title up here to something, but I like leaving the date on it and the time. I think that's always a good thing to leave there just for recording purposes. Anything else you guys want to add about that?
I really like that when you change the title right there on in Screencastify, it automatically changes in Google. You don't have to go back in and try and find it. So that's a really nice aspect of it. I also like the editing, because sometimes, you know, at the end it's like, oh, where's my turn off key? And then I've got this bobbing head and I can trim that off, which is nice. The other thing that's nice, because some people don't like recording themselves, is you can record in Screencastify just your audio. So it can be audio over, or you can do the embedded camera and give the experience of kids watching you, depending on what's important. And so that's a nice feature as well, to be able to opt out of the video or opt it in.
Really good.
I'm a big opt out of video person myself, and I publish to YouTube usually, and then I'll embed it where it needs to go. And the reason I do YouTube and make it public is because it's just me. And I don't know if you have this happen to you, Michelle, but some kids still are unfortunately using cell phones to access my class and things like that. So it's really trying to eliminate barriers also to them getting the content and getting the learning.
Yep.
Going back to the GIF conversation from a second ago, you can also download these videos as MP4s, but export animated GIFs too, if they're not really, really long. They have to be short, little short segments, but you can trim it down to create some type of little GIF, which I love creating the GIFs for tutorial reasons. Like you can show students how to actually access information or access content with a quick short Screencastify, export it as an animated GIF that's not really a video, and then drop it into a platform or Google Slide or something like that for a tutorial. Love it. Ooh, awesome.
That's a super new idea. See, between you and Daryl's shape thing, I'm going to seriously go down a tech rabbit hole. Like,
well, this has been a really, really fun episode, guys. I hope you've enjoyed our time. I know we have. I've enjoyed making fun of Daryl.
You were making fun of me?
No, never.
I just take it. Yeah, you know.
Thank you so much for joining us today, guys.
Absolutely. And Michelle, what's your Twitter handle so I can make sure to follow you? Because I don't know. I know I'm following Daryl and Elizabeth and Flipping Good Tech, but what's your Twitter handle to make sure that, yeah, I'm following.
Great plug.
It's a bit strange. It's Michelle, BALLET1.
Michelle.
Like ballet?
Scroll.
Like ballet.
Play one. Okay.
Okay. What about you, Rachel? How do we follow
Mine
you?
Is just bilingual Rachel. Okay. Not very creative, but
it's like a superhero name. Bilingual Rachel. There we go.
It's more creative than mine. We're going to share that slides deck that we mentioned at the very beginning of the podcast, and also that we were kind of demonstrating when you guys shared your favorite Chrome extensions with us. But we're going to share that out with our viewers on the YouTube in the description, and YouTube. We'll also on the YouTube.
On the YouTube. I love it.
Because there's the not another one. On the YouTube, on the TikTok, and all these social media platforms. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we want to thank you so much again for being our guest today. And don't sing it.
I almost did. I'm not going to.
Don't do it. Okay. But we appreciate you, Michelle and Rachel. We will see you all next time on the
Flipping Good Side of
Tech.
Tech.
Okay, thank you.